On this episode of Acoustic Tuesday, yes, episode 13, you're going to learn how to save your guitar's life, get access to a guitar repair database, and this is the big one, you're going to get a chance to win some gear. Yeah, truly, we're going to give away some gear. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to episode 13 of Acoustic Tuesday. And we are so happy you are here with us today. And when I mean we, I mean, of course, I am here with none other than Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, and DJ Levi Quila, the man with the technical plan.
Tony?
Sporting the...
Levi?
He's sporting the ear muff style headphones. Is that what we call those? What do the DJs call those?
Yeah, well, I forgot my iPhone earbuds. Mm-hmm. So now I'm spinning records back here and... mix in the show.
And that explains the eagle jacket as well, correct?
Yeah. But okay. They can't see the eagle. Perfect.
So. It's a dragon, isn't it?
It's an eagle dragon.
Anyway, nice cans.
Thank you.
It's a dreagle. Sometimes we call it a dreagle. Anyways, welcome to Acoustic Tuesday. And as always with all Acoustic Tuesdays, we're going to dive into some acoustic guitar geekiness. But I've got a couple things first. I want you to mark your calendar for November 28th. Just put a little X there. I'll tell you why at the end of the show, but please be aware that November 28th is going to be a very important day. And of course, I'll shed some details on that. And as usual, before we dive into the acoustic guitar geekiness that is Acoustic Tuesday, I have some guitar geek trivia for you. One that I think is, I'm pretty excited for this question. So the question is as follows. In 1921, Edmund Flaherty invented a product that would proceed to revolutionize the guitar industry. What was the product? Was it A, standard frets with barbed tangs, B, the adjustable truss rod, C, geared tuning machines, or D, nitrocellulose lacquer? Go ahead and ponder that. And right before I dive into the acoustic guitar geekiness item list today, a quick mailbag update. Got the new Fretboard Journal number 40 with Brian Sutton on the cover and a tribute to Bill Collings on the inside. I can't wait to dig into this. I literally just got it yesterday, so I haven't had a chance to read it, but the pictures look stunning as always. And a special shout out to Tony's Acoustic Challenge member, Leo B, who sent us some chocolates, none of which are still here to show. We received the chocolates.
Thank you, Leo.
Directly from Switzerland. And proceeded to just tear open the box and eat them. I believe there were 5 chocolate bars in there. But it made filming that day incredibly awesome. I was excited about it.
It was a very sweet time.
Yeah, it was very sweet. Yeah. So without further ado, I just want to say thank you, Leo. I really appreciate that. We really appreciate that. And let's dive into the acoustic guitar geekiness that is Acoustic Tuesday, starting with item number 5, my alma mater. The reason why I'm an acoustic guitar geek, I want to tell you about the Old Town School of Folk Music. Now, I've mentioned this on previous shows before, but the Old Town School of Folk Music is a place that you have to put on your list if you're an acoustic guitar geek and if you ever happen to find yourself on the north side of Chicago. The Old Town School of Folk Music is essentially turning Lincoln Avenue into Folk Music Street. It's an amazing place. I started out working in the store there. The store is called The Different Strummer. You definitely need to check it out. The classes there are amazing. And not only do they do 8-week classes, they also do workshops. So even if you're just passing through town, make sure to check out their website and see what's going on. And this is the reason I really wanted to bring it up, is the concerts. It's like a hidden gem of amazing acoustic concerts. They have 2 concert halls, one of which I'm not as familiar with, but the main one, which was there when I worked there, it's basically the Old Town School is in an old library, and there's this enormous, beautiful room that they turned into a concert hall, and it sounds absolutely amazing. I saw some incredible acts there. I saw Jerry Douglas there, the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Richie Havens made a stop in there when he was still around. Who else did I see there? The Infamous String Dusters. I mean, they really have some amazing acts in there. And I just want to quickly shout out to some of my friends there. Tim Joyce, who runs the store over there. Colby Maddox, who is in the Resource Center. Chris Walls, a former flat picking teacher, friend of mine. Jason McInnes, who's a fellow that I used to jam with out in the front. Maura Lally and Peggy Browning, who always make the lobby sound amazing. The place is just filled with music, and short of me transporting us there on this show, I actually found a really great video that describes exactly the spirit of Old Town School of Folk Music. So I want to share that with you right now. So without further ado, let's check out this video.
Walking in the door, and there was some people playing in the lobby, and I remember kind of going, I didn't know that you could be that happy when you were studying music. Immediately I was just like, oh, okay, I'm here.
People walk in here for so many different reasons, and as long as I've been here, the goal has been to share joy and give people a way to come into a world that those of us who've been here for so long love and never want to leave, because it's a very positive place, a very sharing place, a very welcoming place.
That was the Old Town School of Folk Music. Now I want to thank DJ Master Levi K back there for spinning that up for you.
You're welcome.
It's a magical place. I say that just from the bottom of my heart. It really changed my attitude towards music and how involved you could be with music. So I encourage you to check it out. Again, even if you're stopping through, there's always workshops, there's always concerts, and it's just a cool place to go be. There's music happening all the time, so please check that out. So let's go to acoustic guitar geek item number 4. This one's very important because it involves you and your acoustic guitar strap if you use one. I'm talking about saving your guitar's life here. This is a first for Acoustic Tuesday because I'm going to share with you 3 tips first to help you with your strap on your acoustic guitar, and then actually share with you a product that will help you out. Let me explain. So I want you to be careful when using a strap on your acoustic guitar. There's 3 tips that I want to offer you right now that will really, really help you. And the first thing is, now it seems weird because you're like, okay, Tony, okay, using a strap, really, is it that scary? Well, no, if you do it correctly, but there's a couple things I want you to watch out for. The first thing is this, and this is one I'm going to show you. When you're actually putting the strap on your guitar, right, on either end, you go ahead and hook that strap through, and the guitar hangs from the bottom of that strap. Well, if it's reversed and the strap happens to be upside down, when the guitar goes to hang, it's gonna fall right off. So before you put your strap on, before you actually stand up with your guitar and go ahead and let the weight of the guitar hang on the strap, make sure your strap is on correctly. If either end is upside down, it will slip off the strap and fall to the floor, something you don't want to experience and a sound you do not want to hear. The second thing, I shouldn't have dropped the strap. The second thing is actually when you're using a cord with your guitar, you're gonna have your strap on your guitar. And what I want you to do is go ahead and loop the cord through that bottom end, right? You're gonna take the cord and put it, whoops, you're gonna take the cord and put it through the bottom end of your strap and then into your input jack. This is really important because if you happen to step on that cord while it's plugged in, it's actually gonna pull on the strap instead of the input jack, okay? So it's kind of a safeguard and actually can really help some damaging things. If you step on the cord and it's just in your input jack, the input jack is gonna take the brunt of all that force and maybe cause a side crack, so I don't want that to happen. So loop it through the strap first and then into the input jack. And tip number three, if you're using your guitar with a strap and you go to set it on a stand, take the strap off. This is the simple, most effective tip because if somebody's walking by, be it a kid, a pet, a cat, do people have pigs in their house? I don't know. Whatever could be walking by, it could actually catch the strap and pull it off the stand, causing your guitar major harm. So do those three things. And also, I want to mention two products that will really help big time. They are both strap locks, but they're not the fancy kind that you have to install. These are quick and easy to use strap locks. The first one is made by Dunlop. It's the Dunlop strap lock, and it has they're two sliding plastic discs. It starts out with an open hole, and then when you spin the outside disc, it actually clamps down on the strap button. So you put your strap on, you put the strap lock over it, twist it, and then you have a nice secure stopper on the outside of your strap. The second one is like a rubber gasket style strap lock. And this one is great for oddly shaped strap buttons because you put your strap on and then this kind of just goes right over the strap button. Again, sandwiching that strap on your guitar, making it a little bit harder to pull off. Now, two quick tips here. The Dunlop one really works well with standard strap buttons, but if it's a larger strap button or an odder shaped strap button, you're gonna wanna go ahead and use the rubber ones because they'll conform a little bit better. And with that being said, the second kind of pro tip, and Levi actually reminded me of this, was that if you're a fan of Grolsch beer, the bottled beer has a pop top, and on that pop top, there's a red gasket. Well, that red gasket actually doubles as a strap lock. So if you're having a good night at home and you have six Grolsches, well, you could have six strap locks just right there. So make sure to check those out. By no means are they necessary, but if you find yourself using a strap a lot and you want to kind of avoid any accidents, those are a great safeguard. So make sure to look into those. Now, I still have to tell you what I'm listening to, which is geek item number three, and I still have two more items for you, and of course, I wanna explain to you how to win some gear, and we're gonna give away some really great stuff. But let's actually stop right now, and let me share with you what I'm listening to. And this one comes with a little bit of a story. Currently, I am listening to The Small Glories this week. This is a Canadian band made up of J.D. Edwards and Kara Luft. Kara Luft is formerly of the Wailing Jennies. And these two were brought to my attention by none other than my dad. We were having our weekly conversation, and he said, "Hey, have you ever heard The Small Glories?" And I said, "No, they're not on my radar at all." He said, "You gotta check them out." So usually I kind of wait a day and then it fades and I never check it out. But this time I actually dove right in and was very happy with his recommendation. So without further ado, let me share with you The Small Glories. I hope you guys enjoy this video. I sure did.
I've seen the northern lights, brought me to my knees. Where you are, where you roll. Time waters on, time leads you home. I chase the river's rush, run down to the sea. Chart the seasons in the skies, clouds to as they please. Where you are, where you we'll be right back.
that was The Small Glories. Now they just, I don't want to say just released their debut album, but their debut album is called Wondrous Traveler. And to make sure I got that right, Levi and I were figuring out how to pronounce that before we started here. But make sure to check that album out. I know if you go to their website, you can download it right there. And it's just, their voices are kind of magic together. He's got kind of this husky rock voice, almost reminds me a little bit of John Popper from Blues Traveler. Let me say that there will only be one John Popper, but I get a little bit of that from him. Do you gather that, Levi? You're giving me a look.
I don't.
Like, no, you don't.
I get that, but that's, well, I'll have to listen more.
Okay. Well, I get that, and then she has a wonderful complimentary voice. Their instrumentation is super diverse, and so is their song selection. So make sure to check those guys out. I have a soft spot for folk duos, and they obviously fit the bill. So again, that's The Small Glories. Now, before I get into the details about the gear giveaway and this guitar repair database, we have some small wins to celebrate. Is that correct?
Of course.
Well,
every week.
Let's take a second and celebrate some small wins.
I'm ready. All right.
I'm sorry. Our radio thought we were talking to her.
Yes.
I can't say
Alexa?
Her name.
Yeah. Alexa. Yeah. Yep.
That's funny.
Right. Anyway, I love that I'm opening up after the episode is released, and I'm seeing small wins pop in the comments fairly regularly. Pretty cool. So Christopher Novelli, he says, I think the AT show needs to be taken out on the road. First stop should be with Matt, and the two of you should jam for the full 30 minutes.
Ooh. Amen. It's a great idea.
Bonnie, small win. I bought a used Alvarez for a beater travel guitar. I put on new strings, changed out the plastic bridge pins for snake wood, nice. And replaced the plastic saddle and nut for bone. The change in tone was unbelievable.
Oh,
now I need another beater.
Oh, man. Well, there's no, I mean, that's okay. You can always buy another guitar.
Correct. his small win, he says, I could have done that more in character, but it's just not in me. I can do that, though. He says, I bought my first Taylor guitar, beautiful GS Mini E, full Koa.
Nice.
Quick question, Tony. Your opinion on the new pickup system they put in the GS Mini, ESP versus ESB?
You know what? To be honest with you, I haven't had a chance to try it out yet. So I wish I could comment on it, but I have not had a chance to try it out. I look forward to reading feedback, but more importantly, I want to get my hands on one so I can try it and actually give an accurate a comparison.
All right, and our last small win for today, although there definitely are more listed, so check them out if you haven't read through the comments already. Brian S. shared his small win. He donated his first guitar, a 1972 Yamaha FG-180, to his local Guitars for Vets. Hopefully it's a big win for the vet who is the recipient of my mellow old wood friend.
Oh, man, that's a great small win. On both sides, I think that's a great win.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Thanks for doing that.
Would that be like a win-win?
I think that is a win-win scenario.
Very nice.
I mean, that's good. That was very good.
That was very good.
Speaking of taking the show on the road, there's no plans right now. These guys both looked at me like, we are. I think we should. I'm wearing this red flannel in honor of Matt. I'm going to try and incorporate a Matt-ism in all of my future shows.
Ooh.
But actually, I'm going to be talking with Matt here coming up, and we're going to discuss some... we're going to discuss some guitar geek things. So I'll, of course, keep you guys posted on that. So let's dive back into the list, shall we?
We shall.
Before we do so, because we like celebrating small wins and just love that positive momentum, if you have a small win that you're just dying to share, please do so in the comments below. Just put hashtag small win and then go ahead and type in your small win. Maybe you donated a guitar to Guitars for Vets. That's perfect. Guitars for Vets, sorry.
Thank you.
sorry, yeah, that could have went a real bad way. Maybe you donated a guitar to Guitars for Vets. Maybe you changed your strings. Maybe you purchased a new guitar. Heck, maybe... I don't know, maybe you went to a killer show. Please share it with us in the comments below. Again, hashtag small wins, and then go ahead and type it in. Back to the Guitar Geek List.
Number two, I'm ready.
Let's do it. Number two is a website that you absolutely need to know of. If you have any interest in repairing your own guitar, have any interest in changing your strings, have any interest in how guitar repair is done, have any interest in crazy strange guitar repairs or crazy strange guitars, it is none other than Frank Ford's frets.com. I had to say that slow. So the website, frets.com, is Frank Ford's compilation of all the different repairs he's done and really a cumulative resource for his repair knowledge. Frank Ford is a repairman at Griffin Stringed Instruments in Palo Alto, California. A fantastic shop. He does amazing work. My buddy Mitch Nelson turned me onto this site way back when I was working back at the Old Town School of Folk Music. And you can go to the site. Basically, you'll run into an index that has all these different categories. And the one that I find the most use out of is the instrument owner's manual section, where it goes through basic maintenance for your guitar, whether you have a nylon string guitar, steel string guitar, slotted head steel string guitar, resonator guitar, whatever the case may be. You can click on it, and it breaks down different sections of how to train your strings, how to install a pickup, how to replace your saddle. I mean, all of his repairs are on there. And the cool thing about this is that he's extremely, extremely explicit, and he uses pictures to describe what he's doing. He goes ahead and writes what he's doing. I mean, it's like picture after picture of detailed repair. And really, it's a wonderful, a wonderfully amazing resource that I hope more people know about. Again, that's frets.com. You can spend a good hour on there, and that could even turn into a good 3 hours. There's crazy repairs, how to repair cracks and all sorts of things. I remember even once looking at essentially what happens when you leave a case in your car on a hot day. It's pretty fascinating. Again, there's a ton of pictures. It's just guitar geek eye candy in a major way. Really focused on repair, but also just overall maintenance of your guitar. So please check that out and spend a lot of time there, because it's just a wealth of information. So, wow, we're burning through the list today. I still have item number one, which is a book that I want you to be aware of. But also, I want to tell you about this gear giveaway that we're doing and all the details on it. But first, I want to know what you think of the show so far. So in the comments below, tell me what you think. Did you make a new discovery? Tell us about your small win. Do you just want to say hi? Or just give a shout out to a friend or a buddy, please leave a comment below. I love reading them. It's just this community on the Acoustic Tuesday show is so helpful and so amazing. And it's just all positive and just fun to read. So please, I encourage you to leave your comments below. Tell us what you think. And speaking of comments, Noah, we've got some shout outs.
Oh, I got some.
You
I
do.
Got some comments.
You do. You're kind of in a different stance today. You're very excited to get there.
It's the scotch.
It's the.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, I am wearing my Crocs today.
And a flannel, I see.
Is it?
Well, kind of. I think we can call it
kind
one.
Kind of. Okay.
I mean, DJ Levi never wears flannels, but.
No. I can hear. Yeah, anyways.
I actually have a red flannel just like that. So I'll wear mine next time.
Okay. Well, hopefully we're wearing ours.
Yes, I have some comments, but.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Righting the ship.
Speaking of shout-outs, mm-hmm. Some shout-outs to those who tuned in last week. Frank, Christopher, Cody, Miliwake, Art, Bonnie, Madeline, Vonnie, Lewis, Jim, and Greg, and of course others as well. So hope to see you listening today or watching today.
Awesome.
In the comments next week. All right, and so comments. Here we go. Chosen Warfare says... Has Zeus came and replaced Tony Policastro? The beard looks just like Zeus.
Well, I mean, I'm flattered. But second of all, I actually forgot to put some product in my beard.
Can't
last
tell.
Show.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he meant.
Oh, last show.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he meant.
Maybe it just didn't have the sheen, or maybe
you're
it had
all
more
like,
sheen.
You were barbaric. It was like bristly and angry.
Well, I don't think it's ever angry.
Okay. No angry beard?
No, no angry beard syndrome.
All right.
Sorry, carry on, Noah.
It's okay. I'm going to say this wrong, but PTP Rudy Jr. or Prudy Jr. He says, like Max, a previous viewer and commenter, I've been a drummer my whole life, 45 years. Got tired of my bandmates arguing about who was playing the wrong chord while I sat and twirled my sticks. So I took up guitar a year ago. Totally loving it. And now at least I understand what they're arguing about. Love the show. Oh, Peter. Drum Peter.
Awesome.
All right, Lon says, wow, you guys really loosened up this episode. Good to see it. Can't wait for Lucky 13. He said, sold a car once and forgot to take my CD out of the stereo. I drove 3.5 hours to where the guy lived and asked him nicely if I could have it back. And he did. It was my only Lightning Hopkins CD.
That's awesome.
A mixtape that my sister made for me. So it's not like I could just go buy another one. He seemed to be playing 500-year-old rubber bands on most of that album, too. But, man, you could really feel it.
Awesome.
And last comment for today, fellas. Levi, for this one.
Yes.
Yeah, can we get us all three on the on the camera
you
here?
You bet.
Yeah. All right. So this one's from Becky Anderson.
Okay.
And she says, I look forward to Tuesdays, seeing all your handsome faces, and I always learn something. Keep up the good work.
Well, I just want to thank you for that comment.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We really took the tone down to to share our
do you have any more of those?
Appreciation. Yeah.
It's just
just
one. There's one every 13 episodes.
Yeah. I've been compiling them. And
I thought you had to sift through all the handsome comments. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you guys look stunning today.
Thanks, Tony.
You're welcome. Back to acoustic guitar geekiness, shall we?
Yes, please.
Noah, thank you for
this
that.
This is awkward.
And again, please, please, if you have a comment for us, leave it below. Whether you think we don't look handsome or you do, we're open to any discussion regarding that. And of course, appreciate all the guitar geekiness that happens in the comments. So item number one, before I get to the guitar giveaway and of course your quiz answer, holy smokes, we got a lot to do. Item number one is a book that I want you to consider checking out. And it is the book, Kalamazoo Gals. This book is by John Thomas, and it's just a wonderful, if you're a guitar geek, if you're an acoustic guitar geek, a Gibson buff, a history geek, this book is absolutely for you. Now, my copy's got some, I have an interesting story with this, but let me explain the book first. This book sheds light on Gibson during kind of the war era. Basically, when all the men left the factory to go fight, the only people that were left back were the women to run the factory and build the guitars. Now, granted, there were a lot of women employed there already, but obviously, with the war efforts, the women stayed home and went ahead and continued to work at the factory. It's such a fascinating commentary on the time period. Also, how they dealt with supply shortages, because there were obviously limitations on supplies that they couldn't use. Also, the author, John, does a wonderful job of kind of giving the actual guitars personalities. And there's a number of guitars that he features in this book. And he basically brings them back to these gals that were working at the factory. I mean, there's interviews with the very people that were working in the factory. It's really fascinating. I purchased this copy when I was in Nashville. I purchased it from Groon Guitars. I was actually in Nashville recording an album. And then I made it back. I read it on the plane back. And this is funny because I just pulled it off my bookshelf. There's a plane ticket in here somewhere. Maybe I took it out. Here it is. Plane ticket from Bozeman to O'Hare, so that must have been on my way out there. Anyways, and then I finished the book on my way to visit Martin, so my Martin visitor pass has been put on the cover. But it's definitely worth a read, again, especially if you're a guitar geek or just somebody that's interested in that intersection of guitars and history, which with acoustic guitars, there seemed to be so much of that. So even after the book was published, there was a CD that John made with another artist, actually using the very guitars that he featured in the book. So make sure to check that out. At least go to the site and check out some of the kind of the summaries of the book and see if it's up your alley. Definitely an acoustic guitar geek find that I wanted to share with you. Which brings me to the ultimate in guitar geekiness. Well, the gear giveaway, yes, but of course your quiz answer first. Now again, the quiz question was, in 1921, Edmund Flaherty invented a product that would proceed to revolutionize the guitar industry. What was this product? Was it A, standard frets with barbed tangs? Was it B, the adjustable truss rod? C, geared tuning machines? Or D, nitrocellulose lacquer? Well, if you answered D, nitrocellulose lacquer, you were absolutely correct. What a fascinating substance, a fine finish for acoustic instruments, and quite a flammable substance upon my research. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Flammable?
Not flammable.
Oh.
Flammable. Okay. I know. We are flannable.
Flannelable.
But really, a nitrocellulose lacquer stored in large quantities is like a huge hazard to like explosions, like bomb worthy. Huh. Not that you guys need to know that. I was doing research, and anyways, nitrocellulose lacquer was the answer. Now let's get on with the program here. How do you win gear? Well, at the beginning of the episode, I told you to write down on your calendar that November 28th is a very important day. In fact, that's your last day to leave a review of the Acoustic Tuesday podcast. Well, why is that important? Well, leaving a review for the Acoustic Tuesday podcast enters you into a gear giveaway. I'll get to those details in a second. But why do we need reviews? Well, Acoustic Tuesday is a brand new podcast, and, well, we want to be in the new and noteworthy section because we want to spread acoustic guitar geekiness worldwide. We want guitar geeks to truly unite. So please leave a review for the podcast by November 28th, which is when episode 14 will air. Now, there's other dates and other details that I need to share with you. Well, you're thinking, okay, well, whoa. How do I leave a review? I want to win gear. How do I do this? Well, I have some notes, and I'm going to stumble through these, and Levi is going to help me.
Can we ask some questions first?
Oh, we have questions?
Well, just so, what is up with the podcast? What is this podcast? And it's an audio version of this.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's a downloadable audio version of the Acoustic Tuesday show that you can take with you on your travels. Let's say you don't have time to sit in front of your computer and take it in on YouTube. Well, just download the podcast and away you go. We could be on, Levi, Noah, and myself could be on your travels with you, spreading acoustic guitar geekiness.
We'll have to imagine our handsome faces at that point.
Yeah. Were there other questions, Levi, or did I hit the pertinent details?
You may have said that. I just didn't hear it. Wanted to help clarify before you went on.
Oh no, your reminder was perfect timing because I definitely was not going to say what it was. Okay, so here's how you leave a review and, well, subscribe to the podcast. There's going to be a link in the description below or in the show notes, and I want you to go ahead and click on that link. Now, I have instructions here. Once you click on that link, it's going to take you to the iTunes preview on the web. Okay, so it's going to open up in a new window, and you'll see it in an iTunes preview. Once you're on that page, there's going to be a little button beneath the icon, and it says "Click View in iTunes." Click to view in iTunes. Go ahead and click that, and it's going to pull up iTunes in a separate window, which of course you can get. It's already pre-installed on your Mac, but you can also get it for PC. I'm talking about iTunes here. So once you click View in iTunes, it's going to pull it up in a separate window in iTunes. And the first things first, the first step I want you to do is click Subscribe. This is important because I don't want you to miss out on any acoustic guitar geekiness. Once you subscribe, you'll be automatically fed the episodes. The second thing I want you to do is click the Ratings and Reviews tab. Okay, click the Ratings and Reviews tab, and then click on Write a Review. Okay, and this is where we need your help. Once you click on Write a Review, it's going to pull up a kind of a text box, and you can go ahead and write your review. You can rate us, give us 5 stars, give us 1 star, give us 3 stars. Whatever you think of the program, we truly want to know because we want to make it as guitar geeky as we possibly can. But this, of course, is your review. So 5 stars, 1 star, whatever the case may be, whatever you think of the show, please leave it there. It's got a space for comments. And then go ahead and hit Submit. And voila, you've not only subscribed to Acoustic Tuesday, but you've left a review, which enters you into our gear giveaway drawing. Now we're going to pick 4 winners from the people that leave us reviews, and this is going to be at random. And we're going to be giving away a close carbon fiber travel guitar, very rad guitar, especially if you travel in inclement conditions, a Mesa Boogie Rosette DI, which is in my personal gear rig and something that I actually reviewed that I'm really excited to give away. We're going to give away some sets of Santa Cruz Guitar Company's Parabolic Tension Strings, which I've actually been a recent convert to if you've checked out earlier episodes of Acoustic Tuesday. And last but certainly not least, we're going to give away a lifetime membership to Tony's Acoustic Challenge. Now, this is true for current members and people that aren't members at all. So this is quite the, dare I say, since it's Thanksgiving time, cornucopia of wonderful acoustic gear. Can I say that, guys?
You can say
definitely.
That.
Definitely. Okay. It almost sounded like the prizes got better as you went along.
Thank you, Noah. I appreciate that. So now, again, important date, November 28th is when Acoustic Tuesday episode 14 airs, but that's your deadline to leave a review. So so that's November 28th at midnight is your deadline to leave a review. Now, very important, if you're listening to this after the fact, it's okay. We still want to know what you think of the show, so please leave a review. It really does help us form where the show is going and the future of the show, so please leave a review. You're not too late if you are catching this on repeat. It will still help us out incredibly well. Incredibly much. A lot.
It'll tons, help us out. So much.
Very well spoken. And then when episode 15 airs on December 5th, that's when we're going to announce our four winners. So two very important dates. November 28th at midnight is your deadline to leave a review, and then we will go ahead and announce four winners on December 5th when Acoustic Tuesday episode 15 airs. This is an exciting time. I'm so pumped to be a part of this and be offering it as a podcast. I'm incredibly, incredibly excited. And I can't wait to hear what you guys think. So please, again, leave a review. Levi, did I hit all the pertinent information?
You know, it sounds pretty good, Tony. So okay. I think that's pretty clear.
Okay.
And of course, in future episodes, you'll probably help clarify things more. Some people aren't familiar with podcasts. Other people listen to podcasts all the time. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, if you have any questions about the podcast, you can go ahead and leave those in the comments as well. We'll hit those since that'll be our last episode before the giveaway. So please do that. I want to thank you from all of us here at Tony's Acoustic Challenge Studios for checking out Acoustic Tuesday episode 13. I can't believe we're here at Lucky 13. This is a very exciting episode. Noah, Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, thank you. Levi, DJ Levi Coila, the man with the technical plan, thank you. And of course, thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing your time with us. And of course, we have to peek up at next week on Acoustic Tuesday. I'm getting ahead of myself here. We're going to look at a guitar maker from the Land of Cheese. Note, he lives in the Land of Cheese. The official acoustic guitar uprising, which I want you to be a part of, and three acoustic artists who joined forces to create a magical trio. So please tune in next week. You can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday. It airs at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on YouTube. And of course, now you can download it as a podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart, our hearts. Have a great rest of your week. And may the acoustic force be with you. Cheers. I'll see you next week. Take care.
Where you are, where you roll, time wanders on. Rush, run down to the sea.